And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin today. And we have a great guest here, Captain John Connor from the Islander, fresh back from a day-and-a-half trip aboard the Islander. Literally, as I stepped into the world headquarters this morning, that John behind the wheel there, back in the Islander right. In the Fisherman's Landing, there he is, and here he is in the studio with us to share his knowledge with us. And boy, oh boy, has he come bearing gifts.
Oh, super cool, Pete, and thank you, John. And one lucky caller or one lucky texter is going to get super fortunate and lucky when a day-and-a-half or a two-day trip, whatever's open there for the rest of the month of May, right?
Yeah.
So we'll flip a coin, and that'll go to a lucky texter or lucky caller at the end of the show. And super cool. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. I can tell you right now there's 150 texts.
Yeah.
Minimal.
Yeah.
And so what do we read during the show? 8?
Yeah.
10,
if
maybe?
If we're lucky. Yeah, we
right? Right now, there's two open phone lines.
Yeah.
And
so
it could be yours.
Yeah.
Like, you give us a call right now, we're taking it.
Yeah.
213-432-1090. How
All
about
right.
that?
Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Okay. How about Daniel? Daniel Colm from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have a question for John. Captain John, what are his thoughts on a glowing jig versus a non-glowing jig? Like non-glowing jig, like at the Eddy Bomb, you know, at 100 feet, you know, I know it's dark down there, and fish will bite the lid, you know, the Eddy Bomb, you know, and it's not glowing. So is it necessary to have it glowing all the time?
No. I mean, my thoughts on that is if it glows in the dark, it certainly can't hurt. No, we were saying earlier, like, the best jig we had on the boat was a piece of rusted rebar. It's like the color of...
Rusted rebar, no
yeah.
paint on it, nothing.
It's the color of the ocean at night.
Wow.
And we're fishing at 300 feet, like, not to say that, you know, your jig glowing doesn't add some benefit. Maybe, you know, it's down there and you can see it, but that's not necessary at all. I mean, most of the jigs we use, at least as far as a crew goes, they don't glow in the dark.
And the other thing, too, John, like bioluminescence, there's all these little particulate in the biomass that create, when disturbed, they create a little glow.
Yeah, if you swing an oar or a fishing pole through the water at night, you'll see it.
It
leaves a trail of glow in the dark. So I'm sure when those things are plunging through the water, they're leaving their own little vapor trail of bioluminescence.
Sure.
I mean, I think a lot of the fish's reaction to those jigs is more like sensory perception. You know, they have those lateral lines that go down
okay.
the sides that pick up on vibration and pick up on electrical energy. I mean, I'm not a biologist, but I think a lot of it is they just specifically sense those things moving around. And you know, it's fished a lot at night when they're biting and you get your jig down to the zone, you may get bumped into or knocked into half a dozen times before you hook one. You may snag one on the side. I think that they're just reacting to movement that they feel in the water column. I mean, that being said, if you can make something glow in the dark down there, why not? There's an added benefit, but I...
Sure. But tuna eat for a living, and they're very good at it. So they got to do everything that they have within their powers to find food, and that's... They have this incredible perception,
sure.
like you say. So... Yeah,
very well said.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Daniel. Appreciate that. This is from Daniel in Pomona. Writes us, I had my first experience on the Islander last year on a multi-day trip. The experience from Alex's Food Creations and your crew's attention to detail created an overall epic, memorable experience that was a class above the rest. I'm never going to make the Islander my boat that I fish yearly. Can you tell us what upgrades and enhancements the boat received in 2020 for the 2024? Season.
Sure. And I'll say, as far as the crew goes, they're a major part of any winning equation. The guys that work on the boat have all worked for me for a long time. I mean, I think Andrew's been there almost, don't know, 8 years, 10 years, a while. They all come back year after year. Not every year. You reach periods where you turn over, but the guys that I have now have all been there, so they know the customers, the boat. I mean, there were six of us on this last trip. Five of us all have 100-ton licenses.
Really?
They've been around and super cool, good young guys that work really, really hard, and they're all friends, and they enjoy being out on the boat together. As far as this year, we had to add a few things in the galley, so there's some new equipment in there. We painted the whole boat. You know, we had the boat hauled out and did things to it that people that ride it will never know about. Much of it took place underneath the boat. A few upgrades in the engine room. You know, basically just maintaining the stuff that we have on board. We got some new stuff up top, new radars, new computer, a few other things up in the wheelhouse. I mean, aside from just being maintained and cleaned and painted, I don't think we added any new features to the boat this year, but just a lot of routine maintenance and cosmetic upgrades to keep it running well and looking nice.
Boat looks sharp. Looks really sharp.
Thanks.
Yeah, that paint job's sweet. Yeah, definitely. Well, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. And we said call right away and we'll get to you. And that's Sam. Sam calling from Irvine. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. A great show. I was this whole jig thing. So the slow pitch, is the flat fall going to be a good jig again? I mean, people have gotten away from that, and I got a bunch of them. I got a 3-day coming up here in June, and I'm getting my gear ready. I was just real curious about that.
Yeah, it's funny. For a while, the only lure to buy was the flat fall lure. I mean, it was the king of all lures. Obviously, there's been a lot of additions to the marketplace, so that, I guess, it's a little diluted. And a lot of those new ones work really, really well, and the flat fall's kind of been, I don't want to say forgotten, but we see it. I mean, knife jigs, that's what we see mostly now. But they still work just like they used to.
Yeah.
You know, I know we caught one on this last trip with a flat fall. I can pay attention to every lure that catches every fish, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get rid of them. They still work. There were seasons where we had phenomenal nighttime bluefin fishing, and that's all we were using were flat fall jigs.
Like 180, 150, 140?
Yeah, and even the bigger ones.
Yeah.
No, they work good. They work really good. And especially if you're using one of the smaller ones right now for this kind of fishing, they work great. It's just, like anything, the market ebbs and flows with the new things that come out, and you know, people gravitate toward that, but the jigs that used to work still work.
They still work. There you go. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that, Sam.
I'm laughing about jigs and rebar.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. I mean, it just takes the whole concept of the pretty Katy Perry pink job, you know, like to a different level. But I guess then it's nighttime stuff too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the old adage, you know, the colors are made to catch fishermen, not fish.
Right.
Who wants six of the exact same looking lure in their box?
Right.
Different colors, you know.
But you look at the old school, like yo-yo, you know, quote-unquote yo-yo style jigs, and it's either a blue and white, a mint and white, a scrambled egg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what were, like a dolphin color, you know? I mean, there was like a handful of solid colors that...
But we're talking about daytime versus nighttime.
Yeah, that's true.
Though.
Yeah,
I think that's where the difference is, right? I mean, you tell me, in calico bass fishing, does color make a difference?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does.
But then I'm not nighttime fishing either. I sleep at night. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not a bad option.
Yeah.
2 in the morning.
Sorry, John. Like I said.
Well, you said you have a good texture.
I do. Yeah, it'll change the subject a little bit, right?
So,
good morning, guys. Can you please explain what a double plank haul is in detail? And his question, does each plank overlap each other or exactly what?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is, right? I mean, we hear it often. That comes from Mike and Rosemead.
Yeah, so single plank versus double planked is as simple as there's two layers of planking on a double plank boat. I think ours are each 7/8 thickness, so...
7/8 thickness each.
Each, yeah.
Whew.
And they're overlapped like at a slightly different angle, so that obviously you don't have seam on seam. So it's, I mean, there's plenty of single plank Ditmars that are in the fleet, and that's fine. They work great. Double planked is nice because you've got obviously double the coverage and
weight too. I mean, I think
it's
about
a lot, it's a lot more weight.
So your hull's almost 2 inches thick.
Yeah, and I think the single plate boats have thicker planks than we do.
But, wow. But there's a different ride in your boat, man. It pushes through. Like, it's a smooth ride. It's not a bouncy, you know.
No, it's a very heavy boat.
Yeah.
And it's fastened together with silicone bronze screws, right?
Yeah, we pulled 16 fasteners in the yard this year from all around the boat. And as far as I know, I think those are original issue. I'm not sure. I know Mark and Paul didn't refasten the boat. At least talking to Paul, that's what he told me. And they're all fantastic. They're all 80% or better. So,
wow.
I mean, those are old screws, but they hold up really, really well.
Is that something the Coast Guard makes you do every few years?
Yeah, every 5 years we pull fasteners out.
Yeah, pull fasteners, yeah. Just to test everything, make sure everything's
good. If you have some kind of galvanic corrosion issue, you may, unbeknownst to you, have your fasteners disappearing inside the wood. You know, electrolysis will eat them up, and they'll fall out like toothpicks if you don't stay up on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to read another quick text, and it's along with the boat works, and we were describing how comfortable the boat is, and it reminded me, so I wanted to read it. It comes from Gary in San Diego. He says he's a 6'4" guy. I'm just wondering what size bunks are on the Islander. They're huge.
They're big.
I don't have a exact measurement in my head, but there's a few on the boat that could easily accommodate a 6'4" guy, and if you tell the landing that when you sign up, I'm pretty sure they know which ones.
I could tell Gary firsthand. I have slept in like 4 or 5 different bunks on the boat, and none of them, and I'm 6'4 myself, and none of them could I ever stretch out and reach my toes to the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, it's extremely comfortable.
So you've test drove them at 6'4".
I might have to go test another one here in the next couple weeks.
So. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Indeed. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about the one and only Brad? Brad from Oceanside, Brad from San Diego. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So I couldn't really make this call yesterday because you had a Shimano rep on there, but I was wanting to ask difference between the Trinx 500 reel and Alexa 500, and if you were to buy one now, one or the other, which one would you get?
Trinx 500 and the Alexa.
I'm going to let Corey answer that question.
Well, I actually own both, an older version Alexa, and keep in mind, it's an older version. It doesn't compare to the Trinx. The Trinx is just more solid, more cranking power. It's just like under a load, you're not going to... You could keep whining under a load. And
power is the...
Power-wise.
Yeah.
But smooth cast. But I will tell you this. We're talking 12, 14 years ago, before the Trinx. The Alexa was the schnizzle. Like, it changed my whole world and powering fish to the boat. But it's a different situation now. So the Trinx is my reel. The Alexas aren't a bad reel. I mean, you're not going to go in the wrong direction. But ask a couple more people, too.
Yeah.
You know, don't
just get a Trinx.
Well, you know, I'd like to be honest. I mean, that's really all I fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep in mind, I'm going into the store and purchasing them just like you. They're not put in my hand for me to talk about.
You have a 500, a 400, a 300, a 200, and a 150.
I've got, that's exactly my scenario. Not just one, but I do have one 500.
For every scenario of fishing.
Please, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. From freshwater El Salto to surf fishing to popper fishing for the tuna skiff style.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
of
the above.
It's all Trinks.
That's cool.
Period.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, let's find out what's biting.
Hey, and it's sponsored by Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips now. With the addition of the new team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com. When you do make your reservation on the boat, make sure that you make your Fishman's Processing reservation immediately.
Do it right online. Make your boat reservation and go right online to fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservation for your processing.
And we've got the man on... Your saltwater guide on the line here, Mr. Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show, Pete.
I hope that last night was as phenomenal as I thought it would be. I'm sorry I didn't make it. I know, but Kelly needed me to get home. Marley was being quite the handful. I had to run home, take care of the monkey.
So you make bait everything, right?
Send
him out on the kite and he can give some yanks on it. Maybe.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Then that would it. Cancel Captain Dave.
Yeah, I'm not talking about using him for bait. I'm talking about using him on the end of the kite to yank the lure up and down. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, I'll tell Kelly that's our new plan.
Yeah.
All right. So, gang, good morning. Congratulations, Frank, on the Beacon Award. And then Wednesday was an epic day up there at Dana Wharf. Pete, so many people showed up. We had a big turnout that night for the open house. So thanks to everybody for making Don Hansen Day so special on Wednesday. That was epic. Gang, about the fishing, it's really strange right now. On the coast, we got this big areas of streaky red tide and cold, cold water. But you know what's kind of cool? I was looking at old logbooks, and in 83, that's kind of what it was like until the very end of June. And then the whole world changed, and that was our real first big El Nino that any of us ever remember. So it kind of got the makings of the looking like that. We had cold, cold water on the beach, red tide. So just keep your hopes up, gang. Everything's going to change. But Catalina is on fire. There's some sea bass to bite, middle back side of the island. The front side of the island has got massive schools of that 2 to 4 pound bonita pretty much everywhere you get through the California sea line, and that's a good sign for us. That bonita making that great appearance in May at Catalina, that's going to be good.
And you know what's crazy, Dave? I mean, we've talked about it a few times, you and I, but the whole bonito thing has such a stigma and like almost a bad rap, but it is so sought after. The reason you can't find it commercially in any market, it does not have a shelf life more than a couple days. Like, it's extremely good sashimi. Like,
and I don't think you're allowed to catch bonita commercially, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have a shelf life. They've got a 24 to 48 hour shelf life, and they're done. And then John's using them for lobster bait, you know. And even then, they're too soft, right? I mean, they're just not. But for sashimi, the Japanese.
You remember sport boats back in the 70s and 80s, man? That was our staple. Those bonito was, oh my gosh, that made our day so many times. When I hear kids talk about them today, whenever I was running relief 15 years ago or whatever, and I'd get on a sport boat and I'd hear the deckhands going, oh, bonita. I'm like, whoa, come here.
Yeah.
Bonita bought me a house. Stop that. Don't talk like that.
Yeah, right. But so if they're bled and like if you're going out on Liberty or the San Diego right now, and yesterday there was 100 plus bonito. If they're over 5 pounds, they have a fat content to them. If they're a 5, 6, 7 pounder, don't be afraid to when they're bled and they're treated right, like they do on those boats. They are excellent sashimi. And then secondary, if you're not going to have them sashimi, steam them or cook them in the pan.
Pan fry them, yeah.
And turn them into tuna fish salad material.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. The two things I threw out there will be the best meal you've had for the week. I promise you.
Okay. Very good. And, of course, fishdope.com will have all the information that you need. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, if you turn on your phone or your laptop or your iPad, I'm going to pop up. Your Saltwater Guide, every social media we're viral on. Check me out, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for having me on the show.
And I apologize for taking your time and going on a rant about
sorry, Marley.
Yeah, I raced home just to do this show. That was the whole reason why I raced home. Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it very much.
Bye, guys.
All right. Now, it's brought to us by Norris Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norse Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status and using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor or Anglers Marine in both Anaheim and Lakeside for your Norsk Lithium batteries. And, Pete, I have to ask you, with your new boat sitting down in the
dock, it's going to get some Norsk Lithium batteries.
That was my question.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Done deal.
Power the Sea Keeper, power all the electronics, you bet.
Oh, my God.
That's going to happen for sure. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
How about Harry? Harry Cohn from La Jolla. Good morning, Harry. Appreciate you joining us.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Pete, first of all, I want to thank you for what you did last night for CCA. That was really wonderful. John,
pleasure.
I've been
my
out
honor.
On your boat on John. I've been out on your boat numerous times on the mothership operation with my kayak, going out with Pete and Ron Lane and so forth. Really enjoyed fishing out there at San Clemente. Is there any possibility you'll be doing that again?
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of been doing that by charter here lately. You know, we haven't done an open party kayak trip in a long time, but there was pretty good demand there for a while for charters. So if somebody wants to put one of those together, there are a couple of people that are hitting me up about that right now. Then, yeah, that's something I could see us doing, you know, at the end of the season. With the quick turnaround times that we do now on the boat, it became challenging to try to switch the entire boat over from a mothership deal to back to a fishing boat. And there was one year where we were doing that like every other trip. But yeah, we still have all the equipment to do that. And if somebody wanted to approach me about a charter doing that, we would absolutely put one of those together.
It's such a cool boat to do it from, man, with a swim deck on the back and just making it so easy. I truly miss it. I mean, that was...
Yeah, they were cool.
It's a cool deal.
And you guys worked so hard on those things.
Like, extremely hard. Like, back-breaking hard.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure we invented that.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, whatever it was, 18
so
years ago.
So you're kind of open for a charter on it.
Yeah, if somebody, you know, if we could make the dates work and somebody had a whole group that they wanted to do it with, then yeah, I think we could swing that.
I think you got some wheels turning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a thanks a lot for the call, Harry. Appreciate that. Nice to see you last night, and thanks for your hard work with CCA, too. Hey, Quentin from Fontana writes, he says, good morning, guys. I have an Axis HAXC720. X2H7240 to 100-pound weight with a Speedmaster, Shimano Speedmaster 20. Would you prefer something longer or higher line rating for nighttime jig fishing? So that would be so. I'm guessing it's like an XH72. I don't know. What do you think, John?
Yeah, you kind of threw me off with
sounds
all those
fine,
numbers
huh?
there. That's way out of my vocabulary.
Yeah,
but yes, it sounds fine.
Yeah, and a Speedmaster 20, perfect reel for it.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
And what we so put 100-pound Power Pro and then top shot of 100, 130, something like that on it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sound like perfect setup?
Sounds like a good
nighttime
setup.
And because that reel has power and it's plenty big enough to hold capacity.
Yep.
You can land them with that fish.
Absolutely.
You can land the big fish with that for sure. All right. Let's jump back into the calls and talk to Jim. Jim Cohn from National City. Good morning, Jim. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, Corey, Pete, and Skipper. I had a tackle question. But before I get to that, Pete, real quick, I want to thank Mr. Lopresti for all he's done for the industry. I was at another fundraiser on Friday, so I couldn't make that one. I was at a Lou Gehrig disease fundraiser. So, but anyway, Mr. Lopresti, thank you for all you've done for the industry. But my question for the skipper, you kind of took it from me there on the tackle, but with these lighter jigs that you're using, you're still using fluorocarbon, that 100 to 120-pound fluorocarbon. That jig's getting down fast enough with that heavier setup?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're still using the same heavy fluorocarbon. We're 100-pound on those lighter jigs, and it seems to be effective, yeah. I mean, the abrasion resistance of that fluorocarbon is pretty important, I feel. So, yeah, we're still sticking with that.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Good way to say it. All right. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. More back from John and the Islander when we return.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer. San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And with a Ford F-150, you have a range of pickups for any job. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether that job is getting heavy things where you need them to go, getting things done, or going from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, tough, this smart, and capable can only be called F-150. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
We're experiencing Islander Sport Fishing right now with Kevin Conniff, right?
It's like good times.
Hey, if you want to experience a great trip, Cedro Sport Fishing actually has spots available, which is pretty unbelievable. July 1 through 5, our Let's Talk Hookup trip, our first one, the one that you
Tommy
went on
P.
last year. Yeah, Tommy P is going to be hosting it, and you hosted it last year. How is the fishing in July?
I wish I could make it this year. I can't.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rosie and crew.
Yeah.
It's an amazing time. They do everything right, and they're so close to the harbor, and just the food they offer. Like, you come back from fishing, and they've got yellowtail sashimi plate waiting for you. It's almost carpaccio style.
And the fishing is unbelievable that time of the year.
Beginning
of July?
How do you go wrong? I mean, I was only talking about the food because the fishing is so damn good.
Yeah, calicos, like in full spawn, and yellowtail, sea bass. I mean, it's a really good time.
Too.
Halibut, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to go on that trip, a couple spots left, July 1 through 5. You spend 4th of July down there, which is kind of fun, kind of cool.
I could not think of a better place to celebrate America's most patriotic day.
Yes.
Than in Mexico.
Yeah. Why not? Absolutely.
4KC.
SagoSportFishing.com. Check it out. If that doesn't fit your schedule, check one of their other open spots. But they do have a few limited number of open spots at SagoSportFishing.com, which, by the way, is hands down the best operation on Sagos.
Rosie truly hits the easy button, yeah. As she says.
Like everything about that they do.
Streamlined.
Everything about the flight out of CBX, the quality of the rooms, the quality of the captains, the boats down there.
And
Sago Sport Fishing is number one.
And let me mention this too, Pete. This is like something that needs to be mentioned, is if you have apprehension about traveling to Mexico and you never have, and maybe you did 20 years ago, but you're afraid of what you're hearing today and the last 10 years or whatever, do not be afraid. You travel through the CBX, you're on a plane and on one of the most beautiful islands where you're welcomed. It's almost like going to Hawaii, you know? Everything but the lake.
Oh, yeah. No, it's right? So cool.
Yeah, and the food is fantastic.
It's best tortillas in the world.
But extremely safe. That's what
very, very safe. Very safe, yeah, for sure. And super interesting. So SagoSportFishing.com, grab that spot. I have an interesting text here that I just wanted to bring up. It's not related to what we're doing, but it kind of is. Kevin from Huntington Beach asks, I'd like to know, because of your guest owns a fish store venture, if he can purchase bluefin from fishermen on the boat. Is that legal?
No, that is
a
highly,
hard no.
Highly illegal.
Highly illegal. And I want the reason we know that, but a lot of people may not know that. Obviously, Kevin does not. It is illegal to sell sport caught fish in California. There are states like Hawaii where you can. I'm not sure if it's legal in Florida or not, but some states you're allowed, but not in California. It is a huge ticket, right?
It is, and they are on the lookout for that. There's been a proliferation of people selling sport caught bluefin.
Yeah.
Or selling it illegally, and that's a federal matter. I think NOAA is putting an office here in San Diego to keep an eye on that.
You can go to jail.
A big deal, yeah. If you're selling fish, or if you're catching fish in Mexico, or selling sport caught bluefin without a license and the right paperwork, that's no bueno.
I don't want to say understand, but I kind of understand, because the value of bluefin that we are catching, that you harvest on the boat for your passengers, and what's coming on these boats is so incredibly, it's nearly better than what you can get in a fish market. Like, it is so taken care of and bled and gutted and iced and refrigerated seawater, and it is, the commercial guys could almost wish they could get it that fresh and that good of quality. And so what you're bringing home, I mean, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, the local fish market, yellowfin fresh was $43 a pound.
Right.
And if you harvest, let's just say, a 60-pound fish, and you bring home 30 pounds of beautiful loin, I don't need to do the math, but that's a pretty damn...
And I only mention that because...
And we should talk about
the quality of the product that you're getting off of a long-range boat. Like John's Islander, it's a way different deal today than it has been in the floor. Right? When that tuna hits the deck, what happens?
Well, don't even say hit the deck. It really doesn't.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, we take super good care of the fish. Pretty much every boat in this fleet, I think, does. But everything is caught. It's immediately spiked. It's bled. It's gutted. You know, we have an RSW tank that's got 1,300 gallons of water chilled down to 31 degrees, and the fish go in there, so they're naturally buoyant. And when they came out, like I was looking at the fish this morning, they came out, they're perfect. I don't think that there's anything that you could do to make that fish any better. I mean, this fleet offers, like, the ultimate, or whatever you want to call it, farm-to-table style deal, where you can, and I know it's not cheap, don't get me wrong, but you can go out and you can harvest your own catch and you can have it perfectly taken care of, and then you can come home and you can have it vacuum sealed by a processor, and it's a beginning to end process that gives you some of the most epic food that you can get anywhere with, you know, in the grand.
You can't buy that quality.
No, and the way that we fish and take care of the fish, you can't find a way to get your own food with less of an impact than what we do.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
It's not getting trucked all over the country. It's not coming from another country. It's not being harvested with dolphin in the mix. It's a super clean way to go out and get a really, really quality protein.
It's selective harvest without anything else in the way.
Yeah, there's no bycatch. And, you know, along with the commercial fishing thing, there are a lot of guys that commercial fish bluefin now, and they do a really good job, and they do a phenomenal job of taking care of their catch.
Local guys.
Local guys, yeah. And you know what I say to those? If you want to go commercially fish bluefin, get the boat, get the proper Coast Guard safety equipment, get a commercial fishing license, get a highly migratory species permit, and go out and do it. But the idea that you're going to dilute the market by going out with your friends and then selling everything you catch, it's unfair to the fishery, and it's unfair to the guys that do this for a living and that have devoted a lot of time and energy and money into doing it the right way.
Very well said, John.
And it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, we can tell you that.
No.
The guys that are going out there catching bluefin commercially, it's hard work.
It is a lot of hard work, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have great tech here from Jim in Morro Bay. I can only get out on a 2 or 3 day trip once a year. Since that's the case, is there a moon phase I should consider when planning my trip?
Yeah, that was a question earlier that I think didn't get answered in the shuffle. So does the moon play a role in our fishing? Yes, it does, especially at nighttime. We find it far more challenging to catch fish at night when the moon is out. And that's just the way it is. Personally, I mean, I don't have the option of building our trips around the moon. We're going no matter what. And have we caught fish good on full moons? Yes, we have, day and night. But when I'm leaving the dock and it's going to be a big, bright, clear sky, glaring full moon, I'm, I guess, less optimistic than when it's not. If you have the luxury of planning your trip around a full moon, yeah, maybe don't go right in the middle of a full moon. But again, I'll reiterate, we've had plenty of good fishing when the moon is out and when it's full.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's just, like Rick always says, it's so hard to predict. But if you're on a tough trip into the moon, well, of course it was a full moon, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
If it bit, yeah.
Right. If it bit or it didn't bite, right?
See?
Rick always
says. Or if it's the half moon, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, see?
Oh, of course it was.
It's the best time.
Yeah.
Right. Just go when you can.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, for sure. There is a somewhat of a weather relation, too, right, John? I mean, seems like when that weather's up, the fish are a little tougher to find. Is that what it is?
I mean, that always plays a role. Anything in tough weather is tougher. We've had fantastic fishing in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, in very choppy weather.
Yeah.
But as far as just movement and getting to where you want to go and the ability to use the sonar with ease or even the ability to glass or whatever, yeah, weather makes everything harder. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way you say that.
Yeah.
You say it so politely.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Let's do that. How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, let's go fishing, guys. It's time.
All right.
I know, huh? You know that rebar thing? I used to fish with these construction guys, and they used them for weights forever and for rock cod and stuff. I wonder if that vibration from the ribs help the bite and stuff. I don't know. But when you were talking about oil rod and the spinning rods, everybody's witnessed some newbie with it upside down, and you try and talk to them, and it's turning it over. No, it's more comfortable this way. And, oh, man. Quit talking to them. Last time a guy told his bait went under the boat. I go, oh, you heard the captain. You can't have a bait on the boat, and it swims the other way with a bluefin. Oh, great. You never could predict anything. But the albacore, what boats were you on when you were catching albacore when you were younger? Maybe we fished together.
Oh, Pacific Queen for a couple years, the Royal Star for a few years, and then when we bought the Islander, the first, I mean, I don't even remember the year that we stopped catching them, but, I mean, that was what we caught for, I don't know, the first 10 years of owning the boat. So, yeah, albacore, I guess you could say what got me and a bunch of people into this business, but we had some phenomenal albacore years when I was working for other guys and then when I was working, obviously, for myself.
You ever going to see them again?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they swing back through here, right?
I mean,
it's something that could show up anytime.
Sure.
Right? I mean, just on sight unseen. I mean, that's kind of the way it always happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no gates underwater in the ocean. They can certainly swim down here and
What do you see, without being mentioned, what do you see on the ocean now that, I mean, is there too warm of water? I know, like, several months ago, it was almost like it was looking too warm, you know? Like, we're going to have too warm of an event this year. Do you see...
No, Personally, I think that there's patterns that take place in the ocean that are way bigger than anything you can comprehend if you're, you know, if your activity is focused in one small area. And a small area could be, you know, the entire Baja coast. But there's things that happen globally, or at least in the whole Eastern Pacific, that are just going to be beyond the scope of what we're trying to predict here, you know, on our coast. And I think that that bigger global type deal is what influences these fish, you know, more than just micro things happening right here on our coast. And for a fish on a migratory route, if it just decides to make a left turn, you know, 200 miles sooner, which in the grand scheme of things is nothing, it's going to be way out of our
zone of operation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like you could necessarily have to attribute us not seeing albacore to some massive event right here in our local waters. It could just be a tiny tick in a much bigger picture. But, you know, that's beyond my scope, but I don't see why there could be a small change and all of a sudden they're here again.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have a great text here from Mike. It's Uncle Mike, by the way.
Okay.
Wondering which is the best stateroom, or are they all the same, and do you have staterooms up on the deck? So talk about the staterooms on the island. Or there is a variety of them.
Yeah, there's 11 of them. Some have two bunks, a couple have four, and some have three. Best stateroom, in my opinion, is, what is it, A, B, C, E. E, and then the two on the port side right at the bottom of the stairs. Just uh-huh. Because they're big, they have two big bunks in them.
Yeah.
I think those are the nicest ones.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Giving away my stateroom.
Right?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
sure.
All pretty comparable.
And then there's the one on the as you go down the aft stairs, there's that big stateroom. That's a really super comfortable for three people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I can't remember, you don't have any staterooms on the top.
The chef sleeps up there.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's very important to be close to the galley because he cooks some great food.
Yeah. That just seems sensible.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. Let's jump back into it, Pete, and talk to Joe. Joe Colm from Fallbrook. Good morning, Joe. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey, Captain John. Been riding the Islander for years on the Dyna trips. Last year did a limited charter. Back we were going out and the weather was really rough. We had it stuck in behind the islands, but John being top notch still put us on fish. Great trip. There was talk about you selling the boat. Glad you're not continuing the operation. Just hats off to you, John. Great, great operation you run.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I remember that trip.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Interesting text here from Fred in Huntington Beach. And he says, I love fishing on the Islander. And he must be a rebar guy. Must be a,
okay.
What do they call those in the construction?
I don't know.
Yeah. They have a name for rebar guys that put rebar on, but I'll think of it. But rebar size number 3 is 3/8 inch, number 4 is 4/8 inch, or half inch, number 5 is 5/8 inch, and number 8 is 8/8 or 1 inch diameter. So for each 1/8 inch is
a number.
So
okay, so
that's what it is. So for each number, there's an eighth inch up. So Fred must Rod Busters.
I always love learning.
Right? That's what they call
Rod Busters?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think so. Yeah.
Hey, maybe we'll get a text before the end of the show.
Yeah.
And we'll clarify it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. John, so coming up, we're getting close on time here. Coming up here, you have a day and a half trip coming up on Tuesday night. Is that right? Or is it's a 2-day?
I'm pretty sure that's a.
That's a day and a half.
Day and a half.
Okay. And then
a 3-day on Friday.
Is there space available on the 3-day?
There is.
There is. Okay.
There is. Yeah, it's going for sure, but there's some room on that 3-day. That one leaves, Friday? Friday, yeah. That's a really good trip to be on right now because you got 2 days of fishing. You have two full nights, which is.
Yeah.
Which is giving you, like, all the benefits.
So that's going to leave, like, Thursday, 11 o'clock, or.
That leaves on Friday at 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock. And then you're back Monday morning?
Correct.
Okay. And then you have some 2 days coming up in May?
Yeah, we have openings in May, for sure, and in June. And there's a couple more sprinkled throughout the year, but this early, like springtime, is a good time to get on the boat if you want to come out.
What's the best way to check the schedule?
If you go to fishermanslanding.com, you can just search for the boat by its name, and that'll have the full schedule there, and you can book online, or you can give those guys a call.
Yeah. All right. 619-221-8500.
That's it.
And we did get a confirmation. They are called Rod Busters.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
I did. For my construction days, I remember that, right? How about that?
Oh, good stuff.
Hey, some good stuff here. It says, this is from Eric, and he says, from Menifee, when the fishing is not that great and the crew's up to turning things around, the spirits, can you talk about how notable, what do you guys keep, how do you guys keep people up at the rail so that when you get on the fish, what is, you know, how do you keep spirits, when the fishing's a little slow, especially at night, how do you keep people up at the rail instead of going back to their bunk? I think that's the kind of the question that he's trying to relate.
Well, I'll start by saying we have a Alex in the galley is fantastic, and when fishing's slow, the guy is walking around. He makes micheladas and makes drinks, and he walks around. And I never asked him to do it; he just started doing it. He'll walk around the boat with a tray and serve them. He'll stay up late at night and make sure that if people are hungry, that he's got some food for them. He'll make quesadillas or something, and
keeping people fed.
Yeah, just middle of the night. You're cold. You're hungry.
Because sometimes it's like you could run across the right school and all of a sudden there's nobody on the rail, right?
We've got a pretty robust PA system, and I tell everybody on the way out, hey, if you need to get some rest, but we'll make sure that if we stop the boat, you hear about it. I mean, I told everyone on this trip, if you do need to sleep at some point over the next 2 days, my recommendation is you do it during the day. And everyone did that. Everyone was up fishing hard every time we stop the boat.
Really?
Which is good. It's the angler's enthusiasm, really, that carries it, right?
And this nighttime fishing is in many ways dependent on your participation. And we have some groups where they don't really want to fish at night, which I get, it's their trip. You roll up on a school and three guys are up, you're not going to catch that much. If you have one of those groups where they're eager and fired up and there's 22 guys or 28 guys at the rail, obviously you're going to catch a bunch more than the boat that's next to you doing the same thing with just a couple of people. So, when fishing's good, your fish count there is going to be dependency on how many people are up and fired up and fishing. Now, usually if we stop, you can hear the yelling and screaming and everybody starts running.
Sure.
Out.
Sure.
Right?
But those staterooms are pretty quiet, though. You get downstairs and you get kind of snoozing in that state. I mean, you may miss it.
Yeah, I'll go down there and yell if it's like, hey,
you'll let them know. Yeah.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Get banging on the doors.
Yep.
Time to get up, right?
This is what you came for, right?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all good times. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's going on the Islander, talking about good times on a day and a half or 2 day trip when we return on the Let's Talk Cook Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now, I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact howard@rollokids.org for more information or visit rollokids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight and multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have John flip the coin here. Go ahead, John. Flip it on the deck here on the table.
There it is.
Oh, Texter.
Texter.
That goes to Mike and your Belinda.
Mike, congratulations. Right? You're going on a day and a half or a two-day trip in May on the Islander. Why not go Tuesday night, day and a half? And yeah. You'll probably do a two-day the week after.
Yeah, there's a two-day and a day and a half the week after.
The week after. So you can have the choice of any of those.
Like a handful of trips.
And then if you wanted to upgrade and pay the extra and go on the three-day this weekend, is that a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you could do that. So if you want to go on a three-day, just upgrade from that day and a the difference between a two-day and a three-day, and there's space available, you could do that.
So kind of you, John.
Very nice of you. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, John. And thanks for literally stepping off the boat today and giving us fresh report from the grounds, and what's your next trip? When are you running it?
I think I'm going to be on the boat all these next few trips. Any time scheduled off.
No,
you know, we have Todd that runs the boat as well. Todd Meyer, he's fantastic. So I'm sure at some point he'll be driving
as
well.
Over. Yeah, but you'll be on the day and a half on Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
You'll be on the three-day next Friday. And so that's great. So if somebody wants to book a trip on the Islander, how do we do it? Like now or throughout the summer and fall?
Call Fisherman's Landing at 221-8500, 619 area code, or you can book online, fishermanslanding.com.
Yeah, it's so easy to book online. You can see all the schedules for all the different boats and what's available. And like Corey and I say, we love fishing the Islander.
It's
a really super comfortable boat, stateroom accommodations,
spacious galley.
Chef is fantastic.
Spacious deck.
Really great ride, too. So highly recommend getting aboard. And the boat was built. When was the boat built?
68.
But it's still the way you keep it. It's like a brand new boat. I mean, it's just still It's in such great shape, and super fishy. You have all the modern electronics on the boat.
Sure.
Yeah. All the stuff that you need to find fish.
Yeah.
And super comfortable galley and ready to go. So, hey, thanks a lot, John, for coming in, and thank you, Corey, for stepping in, and thanks to JP for manning the phones. Appreciate that, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate that. And we thank you out there, too, for joining us, your phones, your texts, your calls, and just the support of Let's Talk Hookup. Next Saturday, Captain Brian Kirihara from the American Angler will be here. And then next Sunday, Jamie Thinnes from Season Sport Fishing will be here. I'm off on a couple of weeks' adventure up to Montana. Rick and Corey are going to be manning the boards here for the next couple of weeks. And thank you, Corey, for doing that, and Rick. And you guys have a great couple of weeks. I'll be reporting on the trout fishing up there when I get back. I'll give you a call.
From Montana.
Yeah, from Montana. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.